President Trump's announcement he is eliminating deferred action against undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as children has sparked a lot of questions in many communities. Talia Novoa is an immigration paralegal. Charlotte Alvarez is the executive director and staff attorney for the Immigration Project, a statewide organization helping immigrants that is based in Bloomington. Alvarez says a lot of people have been scrambling to find out what it means for various categories of DACA recipients.
Basically, it means that individuals who currently have DACA can keep their DACA until it naturally expires. Each DACA grant for an individual is for a 2-year period. So anyone who has deferred action now and is not renewing it, it's currently valid. It will just expire at the end of that term, but they will lose the ability to renew it and continue with DACA in the future.
So what does the phase out look like? What percentage of DACA recipients are in their last year or last months, in their second year or in their first year? What's the bell curve look like?
So the phase out will affect, first, it affects anyone whose DACA had expired, but they hadn't either been able to renew it, mostly for financial reasons. We talked to a lot of clients who were saving up money to renew their DACA, but hadn't yet done so. So those individuals lose the ability to apply to renew, and they just are now out of status.
When do they?
As of now. So anyone who had DACA expire before this point, before they could, when they saved up enough money, apply for it to be renewed again. Now, as of today, they're done. They have no more legal status or option under the DACA program. Anyone who has a pending renewal application, that will be processed by immigration, and those will still be individually considered and granted. So they will get the work permit for the next 2 years if they're approved. And then we have some people who are applying in the next 6 months. That's the time period that is kind of talked about in the news so far. Anyone whose DACA expires between now and March 5th can apply, but they have to apply before October 5th. And then, it depends on which category people are in, but the announcement terminated the options and really put people at risk who have DACA expired, and it will, over the next 2 years, phase out all DACA applicants until no one has DACA status anymore.
So how many people in that?
There are 800,000 individuals with DACA throughout the country, and approximately 83,000 to 88,000 that are in Illinois.
So in Illinois, how about that 83,000 to 88,000, and what's going to happen to them? How many of them have expired DACA?
I don't have good numbers on how many people have expired DACA. The program was created in 2012, and each work permit has been good for 2 years. So if someone was applying and getting it renewed on a consistent basis, it depends on how long each of those these applications took. So it's kind of become a little staggered over time. I expect as we look at the population and we see more people coming forward and seeking attorneys, and we can look at the data, we'll get a better sense of how it will affect people.
Talia Novoa, what are you hearing from people that you're trying to help? What are they saying? How concerned are they?
I've had a lot of DACA recipients call me today. They're very nervous. Someone called me just to see if they could get a job, if they could go to an interview, and I had to let them know, your DACA is still valid until it expires. There's some people I've had to tell, your DACA expires after March 5th, so you will not be able to renew your DACA, and that's very saddening because they just don't understand. And then there's people, that they can renew their DACA, but they're just all very nervous. They don't know what's to come. Some are safe for 2 years, some are safe for 1 year, but they still have this concern of what's going to happen. They want to stay in this country for as long as they can, so 2 years of security isn't really enough for them.
What are you telling people who are in the middle of the process or who still have a little bit of time left to apply? Are they in danger of going back into the shadows right now, or should they stick through the process?
We're telling anyone who has a pending renewal application or a pending initial application, it will be processed. They will get an answer, and if they meet all the qualifications, it should be approved. Anyone whose DACA expires between now and the deadline of March 5th should immediately talk to an immigration attorney. They can call the Immigration Project, or they can apply on their own, or they can talk to another attorney. But we're telling anyone whose DACA expires up until March 5th to talk to us as soon as possible to weigh the benefits of renewing. One of the issues with the rescission of the DACA program is that 800,000 people put their information and themselves out there to immigration authorities and gave that information voluntarily to the U.S. government based on the promises given by the DACA program. There's been no assurance on what happens to that information once the DACA program is over. So there is some risk that that information could be used against them or could be used against their family. And we're advising anyone who's concerned about those risks to talk to an attorney and really think about the effects before applying or renewing.
According to both the Obama administration and the Trump administration since then, these folks are not going to be high priority targets for deportation, though. On the other hand, we're hearing that deportation of those without criminal records is on the upswing, just mm-hmm. as they happen to be caught up in sweeps or enforcement actions. So what are people to think about their relative level of safety as they go about their lives?
It really puts people in a very insecure limbo status where they've made reliances based on, especially the DACA program. We have clients who have gone to school and gotten bachelor's degrees or advanced degrees, gotten nursing degrees, and now are out working in their communities. They're nurses and they're insurance agents and they're any job within our society. They've grown up here and really created their roots here. So once that DACA program ends, they go back to having no legal protection from deportation. They could be put into deportation proceedings. We have seen the administration talk about focusing on people with criminal records, but President Trump has expanded that to people who even have been suspected of committing potentially criminal conduct. So he's really broadening the net and increasing deportations overall. So anyone who loses their DACA status really has an increased risk of being put in proceedings, even if they have no criminal record.
Thalia, people like you and other immigration advocates have been telling potential DACA recipients to trust the process, to go ahead and sign up. How do you feel now that this has become a little more cloudy?
I feel that we have to keep pushing and we have to keep fighting. Sometimes there's bumps in the road, but we have to make sure that it gets better. So right now, this is a downfall. This is something we weren't expecting. And we want to make sure that everyone that receives DACA knows that we are on their side. So I think just making sure that we clarify to the DACA recipient saying we are on your side, we're going to do the best that we can. And for everyone in the community, you know, to do something as small as call the congressman. You know, we have to make sure that we are their voices and we are their advocates, and that we may have not a lot of power, but we have our voices, and that's enough to start, you know, to start the cycle of getting immigration reform.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Thalia Novoa, a paralegal with the Immigration Project, and Executive Director and Staff Attorney Charlotte Alvarez of the Immigration Project. Thalia, you have relatives who are DACA recipients. How are they doing?
I think my cousins are very nervous. I was the first one born in the United States, so all my older cousins, some of my younger cousins have DACA. It's really hard for me to see them, what they're going through, because we grew up the same way. They came when they were a year old. I grew up with them. And just for them to message me and saying, what do I do now? What's going on? That's really powerful, because, you know, they think that I can take care of them. And, you know, I came into this work because I wanted to protect my family. So things like this make it very difficult for me because I came into this field to be able to protect them, but I'm their voice, like I said, and I'm going to make sure I can do what I can to help them. And I'm going to make sure that they are okay and safe as best as I can.
Are you getting deflected anger from people who are saying, I blame you, I trusted you, and this trust was not fulfilled by the Trump administration?
No, I don't think so. I think my family knows that I put myself into a situation where I went to college and I made sure that I was going to this field, and they know I'm trying the best I can. They know I'm not the president. They know I'm not a congressman or a senator, but they know that I'm going to fight for them. And I think my DACA clients also know I'm going to fight for them because I tell them all the time, you know, congratulations, this is the best. I'm going to do whatever I can do. And so do the attorneys at the Immigration Project staff. So we're just going to keep fighting. And if people are angry, you know, it's okay for them to be angry at me because I understand. You know, I'm never going to fully understand what it is to be a DACA client, but I do understand what it is to see people, you know, get this ripped away from them. You know, I'm around it all the time. I'm never going to get away from it because I come from a family of immigrants. And so I'm going to do my part, and I hope everyone else does too.
Charlotte Alvarez, the Trump administration is saying that, you know, the reason for this is to set a deadline for Congress to act on the process that the Trump administration felt was being exceeded through President Obama's executive order on this. A number of Republican congressmen are taking similar lines of thought in their public written statements following this announcement. What's your thought about how the legislative game is going to play out?
Well, I think we always knew DACA was not a long-term solution for individuals. It put people in a limbo status, and whenever we had someone who was filing an initial application or renewing, we talked to them about the fact that this was a program created by the president that could be changed by the president or rescinded by the president. So we knew that this wasn't a long-term option, but in a lot of situations, it's the only legal option people have. So we really have, throughout the previous administration and the current administration, advocate for comprehensive immigration reform and a legislative solution to the fact that we have 11 million people here who are caught in the shadows, and a large percent of which cannot benefit from our immigration system because of how our system is set up with long wait times and lack of options for well-meaning people. So I think we're advocating for either the Bridge Act or the Dream Act. There's two different possibilities for how the legislator could solve this. I hope that they take the rescission of DACA as a call, a clarion call from the communities and from the White House, who's even saying that the legislator should act on this issue.
If you were a betting person, do you think that Congress would take up DACA alone and do a small bite of legislation, or are they going to do what multiple administrations over multiple decades have failed to do and tackle the entire immigration reform issue at once because of this deadline?
I don't think they're going to solve comprehensive immigration reform. I think everyone understands we need comprehensive immigration reform, but no one really seems to agree on which direction and how that should be. It's a
Charlotte Alvarez is the executive director of the Immigration Project in Illinois. Talia Novoa is a paralegal. Alvarez notes the phone number, 309-829-8703, is a way to get in touch with the Immigration Project, and they encourage people to follow the phone system to look for DACA renewal services.